This podcast is a Majestic Giraffe production. For more information and more content, visit majesticgiraffe.com.
But I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
Hey guys, how's it going? Nobody likes Star Wars here at all, right?
No.
Hey, I was here for a Stargate panel.
It was Guardians Stargate? Of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
You're not the first person. Everybody's like, where's Guardians of the Galaxy? Is that here? Do I need to line up now? No, no.
Football.
Pod racing, we had that earlier. So.
Hooga, chaka, hooga.
Thank you guys for coming out. If you're excited about Episode 7 or Star Wars Rebels, you should come to the Star Wars track room, which is all the way at the other side of the atrium. It's A706. We have a banner there that we are signing for Lucasfilm that we're going to send. So come sign your name, send them a note saying, hey, there's a lot of Star Wars fans at Dragon Con. You guys should come next year. All right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you heard, but we have a new movie coming out. But you guys don't want to talk about that, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, the time is 4 o'clock on Saturday. Dragon Con, it's episode 7. Who's ready? Yeah! It was a balmy night on October of 2012 when we all discovered the news that the franchise many thought would die for the 7th time, for the 18th time, the franchise that so many of us thought might fade into the distance, came back. And we found out that there was going to be a new Star Wars film with J.J. Abrams directing.
And he's hey! Here.
It's Brian Young, everybody! I invite you!
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to our moderator. He is the editor-in-chief over at Big Shiny Robot. He writes for StarWars.com and Star Wars Insider. It's Brian Young, everybody.
I was on a panel in the basement at the Hyatt. I don't suggest coming from over there. Did you guys already introduce yourselves?
No.
You're introduced.
Okay, so I'm Brian Young. I write also for StarWars.com and do a podcast called Full of Sith. And I really like Star Wars. So why wouldn't you guys introduce yourselves going to my right?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm Riley Blanton. I'm the guy over at StarWarsReport.com. And I have a compatriot with me.
I'm Bethany Blanton, and I guess I'm the girl over at StarWarsReport.com.
That is a sister.
That's never going to get old to you, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. Yes, but we do a website and a podcast over there, as well as a number of other podcasts, too. Check it out if you're interested. Amy?
I'm Amy Ratcliffe. I write for the StarWars.com blog and Star Wars Insider.
Brian Larson, I'm one of the founding editors of the Toshi Station blog and half of Toshi Station Radio.
And I'm Nancy Schwartz on the other half of Toshi Station Radio and also write for the blog.
Okay, so I think the first thing we should establish about Episode 7 is what we do know, which isn't actually a whole lot. I'd actually like to start over on the end with Nancy. Can you give us one thing we know definitively, and we'll just go down the line? And I think by the time we get back to me, that'll be everything.
I'm going to cheat and take Riley's and say that J.J. Abrams is directing Episode 7.
Brian?
Kathleen Kennedy is producing.
R2-D2 is in it. Awesome. We know a number of the main cast now. I won't go into all of their names, but we have a lot more female cast members than we did for a lot of the previous movies.
Luke Skywalker.
And isn't his beard handsome?
It is.
Let's go to Nancy.
Yes.
I think the other thing is that it comes out December 18th, 2015. I think that they have not yielded on that fact. I know that there was some consternation about Harrison Ford's injury that seems to have been, it wasn't as bad as maybe the press made it out to be, because he was walking in pretty short order. It didn't seem as though it was debilitating. But there's still some thought that maybe people want the release date extended, and I'm wondering if you guys want to talk about that a lot, or a little.
I'd love that, just because it's so much easier to organize get-togethers with friends and family when it's not around Christmas.
I that's a good point, but I'm impatient, and I'm like, if they push it 2016, that means the spinoff's going to get pushed to 2017, and then it's all screwed up. So, no, December.
I prefer December.
I think a Star Wars movie's coming out. That's pretty much it. I'll take it whenever.
How many of you guys would be happy if they released it instead of December 2015, May 2015? I'd be okay with that. I mean, they actually, I think one thing, there's a lot of people that have some worries that they're not going to have enough time to work on the film. But even with the a May release date, they'll have had more time from the beginning of shooting to release than they had for A New Hope or The Empire Strikes Back. So the idea that they haven't had enough time to make the movie good is, I think that concern is silly. Would anyone like to counterpoint?
No.
I agree.
How long was the production for the prequels? Do you remember?
They shot episode one was shot in 98, I believe. So
it's about the same.
It's about the same, yeah. They're taking as much time as they need to make a Star Wars movie. We're sort of the press who go through and keep track of every rumor and everything. And really what it comes down to is us sort of dispelling myths, us calming people down about what is actually going on. And sometimes we know a little bit more than other people, and sometimes we know a little bit less. And what I'd really like to do is open it up to you guys, unless any of you guys have any questions first.
I don't have a question, but can I make a comment about like spoilers and rumors in general and how to...
Amy, I'm always pleased for you to make a comment.
I can't remember that. I always like to caution people. A thing that happens when any kind of rumor leaks on the web is a lot of, I don't want to say irresponsible, but a lot of the media, especially if they have inside sources, they'll report something as confirmed, and they report things as if they are actually happening. They'll be like, so-and-so is starring in the movie, even though it's a rumor, and it should be maybe they're starring in the movie, or there's a strong possibility. So when you're reading through the news feeds and seeing like news about episode 7, just... Like you would go to Snopes when you see a stupid thing on Facebook, go to StarWars.com. Go to the people you know that know what's going on. Go to Star Wars fans before you help spread the rumor hysteria.
And this is this is especially true if you read things that are on more mainstream websites, because they will report everything like it's fact, and especially the headline, and then in the article they'll say, well, we don't know this for sure yet, and then everyone starts talking about it like it's true.
Well, I would also say that Lucasfilm's handling of things that might get leaked are a good indication of what might be real or not. Mm-hmm. How many of you guys saw any of the photos that TMZ released? Some of you guys. How quickly did those disappear from the internet because of a cease and desist letter? Pretty quickly. How many of you guys saw all of the other pictures that have sort of leaked in the last few weeks? How quickly did they disappear? Anybody get any cease and desists there? I have no definitive proof that that's something to look at, but it's certainly something to bear in mind when you're looking at all of these things. So, like I said, I'd like to hear from you guys, A, what you're excited about, B, what you might be concerned about, and C, what questions you might have for us, because this is something that we all, I think, follow pretty closely every day. And maybe we know people. I don't know. Amy, you know some people.
I know some people.
So We'd like to go to questions. I don't know if there are microphones for questions.
All right, so if you have a question, how about we come line in right here? All right, line it up, queue up.
So last year when we did this panel, I was really excited at the idea that we might see the Millennium Falcon blow up. I don't know. I mean, you guys have to be prepared for anything. I think that's one of the most exciting things about Episode 7 is that we have no idea what's going to happen. And nothing is specifically sacred. Anything can happen.
No. If I could get service right now, I would tweet that with the hashtag hate you mean it. All right. Question.
Okay. Mine is actually a concern and a question for you guys. Well, of course, Disney owns Lucasfilm, and from the movies that I've seen the last, 3 years, some of them have been either good, okay, and not so great, and Disney has developed that reputation for sequels as well. And what I want to ask is, has Disney had any, big involvement with the production of the film? And, yeah, because I don't want to see it go bad.
Well, I guess I'd say this. Are you okay with how Marvel's doing right now with their cinematic universe?
Guardians of the Galaxy is my favorite superhero movie. I'm giving it out right there.
So if you like what they're doing with Marvel, I think you can feel pretty good about what they're going to do with Lucasfilm. I think they're going to be just as hands-off there, or at least close to as hands-off there as they are with Marvel.
Okay, that's good.
I think the only thing we've seen sort of publicly Disney been pressing is that this movie has to be released in 2015. And J.J. Abrams is notoriously late on his movies. Into Darkness was 7 or 8 months late, right? And Paramount just said, sure, whatever.
Not that that helped.
Star Wars panel.
I'm one of the few who enjoyed Into Darkness. I think that's the only thing Disney's saying. Disney's saying you're going to have a film come out in fiscal year 2015, whether you like it or not. And Kathleen Kennedy and J.J. Abrams are going to work to make the best movie they can in that period of time. And, we're going to have more time for the rest of the movies, too. They've already brought in the director for Episode 8 and Episode 9. They've already brought in the directors for the standalones. All the work is going on all the rest of those movies, and we have paid way less attention to those. I think Disney knows, or Lucasfilm knows, that every question we ask about Episode 7 is a question we're not asking about the standalones. But I think Disney's staying out of it. They won't get into it until Star Wars all of a sudden is the least valuable property in their portfolio, and I don't see that ever happening.
And it's also worth pointing out that Kathleen Kennedy has an excellent reputation in Hollywood, so that's someone at the top who really can be trusted with a franchise the size of Star Wars.
Well, I think the other thing is, as we approach this new era of Star Wars, it is going to be different under Disney's helm, and I think we need to be willing to accept, with the amount of product and varying Star Wars product that's going to be coming out between the standalone films, between the theatrical films, they're going to have different flavors. So I think there will be films that you may not like as much. I think in the same thing as the Marvel Cinematic Universe, a lot of people don't like certain films, say one of the Iron Man films. But
just the second one.
But for instance, I've never walked out of a Marvel film thinking that was a terrible movie. There have been ones that I've liked a lot more than others, and I think we're going to kind of have that different flavor of Star Wars because there'll be so much of it. Not that I think that's a problem.
I've never disliked a Star Wars movie. If my daughter's like, I'm going to watch The Caravan of Courage, I'm going to watch it with her. I'm not going to lie. So we can only go up from here. Next question.
The rumor mill, of course, has been, every plot they've just started releasing, there's been all kinds of plot, releases and rumors. But the one that's been the most consistent is the found lightsaber plot. With that, do you think that J.J. Abrams would be the kind of person that would on purpose leak a fake plot?
Yes.
Yes. And troll us with a picture of a hand in the Force for Change thank you note. Maybe.
I've heard that there's no misinformation going on. They're focused on the film, not necessarily the press. And I think that there are websites out there whose goal might be to leak fake information because it drives hits. How many of you guys click on just about every link where someone says they know what's going on with Star Wars? We all do. And that's why they do it. That's why those rumors are there.
Didn't they also say that they, right after that rumor came out, that there was pictures of storyboards from Return of the Jedi where they had, like, Luke reaching for a lightsaber or something to that effect, and people were saying that's what they thought those rumors had come from, just kind of like a game of telephone.
I hadn't heard that, but I think
Yeah, plausible.
I think the other thing to bear in mind is what's the best way to view a Star Wars movie, right? Is it going to be like the lightsaber hand thing could be the stupidest sounding thing in the world. The thing I liken it to is X-Men First Class. Do you remember all the photos that got leaked from X-Men First Class and it made it look like pretty much the stupidest movie ever? That's not the best way to have seen those costumes. You had to go into the movie and actually see how it unfolded. So while some people might be upset or antsy about the idea of the lightsaber hand opening, until you see it and see how it fits, it's really difficult to say that that's wrong for Star Wars.
I have a two-part question. Han and Leia are in it, does that mean Jason and Jaina are going to be in it also?
No.
All right. Also, that's why I'm here to ask. Also, I heard that they were casting for a 72-year-old character, and I've listened to a lot of the books, and the only person that age is Boba Fett. Would he be in that also, or?
Well, not necessarily. Keep in mind, they're not necessarily pulling from the books. So that could be, if they are casting an older character, could be an entirely new person.
Yeah. It's really important to remember that the expanded universe as it existed really at this point is only a well for ideas. They'll go to it, and they already have with Rebels to a degree, to get ideas, inspiration, and cherry-pick things here and there. But you really shouldn't expect the Yuuzhan Vong War to show up as a talking point, Jaina and Jason to show up. That's a whole lot of story baggage that really can't be brought into this film franchise.
I think you can look to the expanded universe and its use in Clone Wars as how we're going to see it being used in Star Wars from now on, where you've got the idea people. In the case of Clone Wars, you've got George Lucas, who says, hey, I've got this idea, and then you've got expanded universe nerds on the story team like Pablo Hidalgo and Dave Filoni and Leland Chi, who say, like, you know, that sounds an awful like the Witches of Dathomir, and can we use those and plug those into that slot? And he says, sure. That's what we're going to get from the expanded universe. If it coincides and can be easily brought in that way, that's how we're going to see it. Before we take another question, we added a panelist. I'd like to give him a chance to introduce himself.
Sorry I'm late. I'm James. They closed the bridges outside. Apparently they're overcrowded, so they just shut them all down. So heads up. Oh, it's also raining, so when you leave, be careful. Head for some stairs. I'm James Clark. I am a contributing editor for BobaFett.com, and I was on the Episode 7 panel last year, and this room is about four times bigger than that. So. Oh, they wouldn't let me in.
We're going to need a ballroom next year.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay, next question.
Hey, two things. I have seen those pictures on TMZ and the Chive. My speculation is that was just extras. They really do nothing for the story. Somebody buys some prop. They really don't do anything. My question is, Mara, Lando, and Wedge, where are they at?
In your Wedge. Legends books, Mara on your bookshelves, where they will always live.
Fondly living in your memories.
So Dennis Lawson actually turned that down. He said, Dennis Lawson, who played Wedge, said that the idea of coming back would be boring to him. So at this point, either that's a lie.
And can I jump in on that too really quick?
Please.
A lot of people like yelled at him. It's like, what a jerk. He's not coming back. That doesn't make him a jerk. It just means he doesn't want to do Star Wars.
You know,
like,
who
don't
had
be
the most disdain for this like, franchise? Yeah. Alec Guinness.
Yeah, I'm like, just don't. That was mean. That's all.
But so Wedge, it looks like, unless he's lying, which is entirely possible, I think it's a really easy way to deflect divulging a non-disclosure agreement to just say, nope, not happening. And that's happened before, especially with J.J. Abrams' projects. Look at what they made Benedict Cumberbatch do. So that's Wedge. Does anybody want to take Mara?
Why are you looking at me?
You're the one with Mara on
Mara
your shirt.
Jade will live on in our hearts and minds forever.
In a cat suit.
No. Not. I have thoughts, but I know I do not expect Mara Jade to show up in the movie. If she does, I will do backflips. I think it would be silly to have Luke be married and not have that person be named Mara Jade, kind of like having the capital planet of the galaxy not be named Coruscant after it was already named. It's just, it's there. Why bother changing it? That said, I don't expect it, but it would be nice, but I don't expect it.
I think the absolute most you could hope for is an offhand mention.
If someone mentioned, like, I remember in Revenge of the Sith, they had, they were talking about that there was going to be an expanded universe character in the movie, and it ended up being them, Obi-Wan's line just saying, Master Voss has moved his troops to Boss Petty. Yep. There you go. And that made everyone so happy. If someone says something about Master Jade, blah, 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 or there's a Jedi in the back and one with red hair, I'll be like, I'm good. I'm happy.
Well, just to clarify, I mean, the expanded universe was turned into legends for a reason, so that they will be pulled from, but they are in-universe now. They are just legends. So that doesn't make the characters any less near and dear to us, but it does mean that they're not going to pull from the books or from the comics, you know, page by page, line by line, because they are legends now. If they're going to follow it exactly, the expanded universe would still be the expanded universe. It would be fully canon. So I think we can't expect to see straight plots from the expanded universe from legends, but we can expect to see influence and perhaps characters, but they might be different. Or characters that are similar to ones we've seen, but their names are different. So influence, yes. Direct storylines, I highly doubt it.
As far as Lando, we don't happen to have Corey D. Williams in the audience, do we?
Who's Corey?
He's not here. I don't know if he came to the panel, but I was just going to see what he thought about it, because I know he's roaming around Dragon Con somewhere. I just don't think maybe, I mean, it's not like Lando and Han had a whole great relationship. He kind of did a wrong and then repaid it. I could very easily see Lando saying, see you guys. Who knows? Anything could happen. He could be slated for episode 8. He could be slated for the Rebels cartoon. He is in the Rebels cartoon.
He's also even playing, not even necessarily playing Lando, but he is involved with Rebels cartoon. They said he's doing voice work for them.
So we might not have seen the end of Lando, but it might not be in episode 7. It could, maybe he could betray them again in episode 8 in a bit of rhyming from Empire Strikes Back. Wouldn't that be something?
Getting worse all the time.
If, like you after all.
Yeah.
And he's still wearing Han's clothes, that'd be great.
Well, everything went south after that satellite dish just dumped off the Falcon.
It's like that business in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull with Mac, and he's like, wait, you're a double agent? They're just going to do that with Lando. Next question.
I have two different questions. What is your opinion on the new Stormtrooper outfits, and what do you think the undertitle for episode 7 will be? Like, for like example, A New Hope, what do you think it'll be called?
The Search for More Money.
Do you want to take the Stormtroopers?
Those outfits, I think, were one of the photos that Brian was talking about a minute ago. They were the ones that weren't pulled. Those are still everywhere, and until they're confirmed, I think they look like Stormtroopers, but updated. But until they're confirmed, meaning there could just be fan art. So,
I think if there's anything that's easy for fans to mass produce quickly, it's Stormtrooper armor. But I kind of like the designs that they've come out with. It feels like the Stormtroopers from the classic trilogy are like 1970s VW Beetles, and these new helmets are like the new like 2004 Beetle. I think that works for me. I don't know. I mean, I'm like happy to see Stormtroopers personally. What about you guys?
I think it works, and I like that it's different. And something, some comments I saw, like after those that rumor and after the confirmed X-Wing that JJ was in front of for the Force for Change video, like people are like, but it's different. I'm like, it's been 30 years. Thank God it's different. So we need things to look a little different. So I like that aspect.
Yeah, I have no idea whether or not those are actually going to be in the films or if it's just some fan-made thing that's out there masquerading as something that's real. But I think they look cool.
So I want everybody to give it their best shot at the title. I think personally it's too early to tell what the title is because we don't know what the story is exactly. But if everybody wants to give your best shot at a title.
Well, they were kicking around Ancient Fear. I read that one online.
Let me take the Ancient Fear one really quickly. So, Harry Knowles at Ain't It Cool News came out and said it's going to be called the Ancient Fear. But if you go through Ain't It Cool News' backlogs, you'll see that he came out for episode 2 and said, absolutely, it's going to be called the Creeping Fear. And I think Harry Knowles just really thinks Star Wars movies should be called the Something Fear. That's where I come down on the Ancient Fear thing. So you guys come up with your titles. Yeah, just make them up. That's all anybody else is doing. That's all Harry Knowles did.
I think there should be a Mad Libs for that. Like, yeah. You set up
the mystery box.
The Flaming
What's in
Death.
The box?
That's it.
What's
yeah.
What's in the box?
Yeah, it's probably going to be like, if you look at the pattern, there was. Episode 4 is A New Hope, and then The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and prequels kind of mirror that. So I think we might have a more vague title for Episode 7, and then more like Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith.
Nobody wants to play my game of making up titles.
I think it's going to be Star Wars Episode 7, The Winter Soldier.
Like
Episode
7,
I heard Anthony Mackie. Anthony Mackie's coming back to play the Falcon in Episode 7.
Oh, man. I would watch that.
They're going to blow him up.
This is now a Patton Oswalt panel.
Okay. Amy, did you have a title?
Yeah, it's Brianna Tarth is Awesome. Yes.
Okay.
Does
that answer your questions? Many as though they were. Thank you very much. Next question.
So as a fan among fans here, I first wanted to say how awesome this is that we can sit here and talk about this stuff today as opposed to this being a panel for episode 3 in 3D, which is likely what we would have had Disney not made the cash grab. But and also, I don't think, in thinking back to the prequels, that I've seen a time, unless you go back to old Starlog magazines and are flipping open to where David Prowse is coming out and saying Han Solo is getting killed, that we've seen this sort of rampant speculation. So this is just awesome, the fact that we can have this in this day and age. But I really wanted to focus in on one of the most interesting tidbits that seems to be at least visually backed up is this idea that Luke is somehow an earmuffet, if you don't want to hear some baseless rumor, but somehow a hermit has been off somewhere, because you've got, you know, just in particular the beard. I know that's maybe a weak indicator because he's older and 30 years have passed, but also this report that they were filming out on Skellig Michael, which is, you know, if you think about the location off the coast of Ireland, the kind of place where one might hermit themselves or whatnot.
I think we're going to let Nancy run her master's thesis on this topic.
I think it's a really stupid idea, and I can see him being captured for maybe a few months. I cannot see Luke Skywalker being captured for 30 years, or even 10 years, or
I think you can go back. Yes. You can go back to interviews that Mark Hamill had done, dating back to like 82, I think, where he said, "Yeah, George has told me what's going on for 7, 8, and 9. I'm going to play the Obi-Wan character. I'm going to be off by myself somewhere, and I'm going to pass the lightsaber off to somebody." And that's been going for 30 some plus years, so anything is possible. I do agree. I don't know if he's going to be captured or whatever. I do know that whatever it is, it'll probably be interesting.
Maybe he just went on vacation and forgot his razor.
I don't. If, as far as him being like a hermit, I don't think that's true to his character. I think he's way too sociable. He's too attached to his friends. And he want I mean, family is huge to him. Watch Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. He's not going to go off and not restart the Jedi Order, or at least try to. I could see him having done those things and having taught people and then saying, okay, I'm going to go live here and retire, maybe. Yeah, like, I really like the idea of just him and Daisy Ridley going off and training. As long as he's doing something and not just there because he's, whatever. But.
Just brushing his beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I the biggest problem I have with that one is I have a very hard time envisioning a situation in which Luke isn't doing everything in his power possible to find and train and build up a new Jedi Order. So him being a hermit would kind of make that harder.
Well, yeah, because Luke, if you think about the films that we have seen, Luke is always the optimist about everything. Even when he's whining, he's still optimistically whining.
He wasn't even the whiniest character in the original trilogy.
Plus, Obi-Wan experienced kind of a catastrophic loss with the destruction of the Jedi Temple and all the Jedi Order, so that's why he went away. Luke ends Return of the Jedi on a pretty high note. So.
Yeah, I mean, it was forced on Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
No such thing was
exactly.
forced on Luke.
And then, unless something equally catastrophic happened in 30 years, but I feel like they would try
and cover
that.
I feel like
I'd
want to see that movie.
Exactly. Yeah. That would be way more interesting.
In the after, yeah.
Can I say, I really hope, I want to feel with Episode 7 the same way you felt with Episode 4. Even with Episode 1, 2, and 3, that you feel like you've missed something in those 30 years. That things are different and we're not necessarily acclimated to what's going on and what the universe is like. And I think that Episode 7 will and should feel like we've missed something.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you want to feel like you missed something, but you don't want to feel like you missed something that should have been a movie.
Okay.
Clone Wars.
I was thing about Han Solo dying in Return of the Jedi. What do you think? Because I know that Harrison Ford said he thought that Han should have died saving Luke and Leia. What do you think of the odds that he'll get killed in this one?
3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds. I don't think anything is off the table.
I think if any of the big three gets killed off, the likely candidate's going to be Han.
We'll let you do Indiana Jones. You gotta be Han Solo for a few more years.
I guess I'm not okay.
What do you think, who's gonna be like the main villain out of all the movies? Is there gonna be one going through all the movies they'll make now, or is there just gonna be one in Episode 7 that might die off?
It probably won't be that. They did that a lot in the prequels. They focused on maybe one villain per movie, and that, I think that was to the detriment of the prequel trilogy when you could bring them back. I mean, obviously they got prosthetics around. Darth Maul seemed to clomp around pretty good in the Clone Wars, so you could just bring him back and have him be a Grievous character at that point. So I think they're going to try and have a more, you know, prominent villain in these. So
I don't think we'll be able to clearly guess at that until we see a trailer. You know, I think the elegance in the choice of villains through the prequel trilogy is that they illustrate what Darth Vader could become. Darth Maul was the attack dog. Count Dooku was the elegant statesman who could deal with political situations, and Darth Vader was the best of both of those worlds and more powerful than both of them to boot. And I think that however they're going to choose the villains, whether it's one villain through the trilogy or separate ones through the new movies, it's going to be in service to illustrate something. Whether that's Darth Vader across the board to illustrate the love of family and redemption, or to illustrate how much of a badass Darth Vader is. We're going to see someone who's going to test Luke in ways Nancy's probably not going to want to see.
I think that's one of the most interesting things about Episode 7 and the sequel trilogy is that we have no idea who the villain could be. It was, I mean, obvious from what we knew of the prequels that it was going to be the story of how Darth Vader became Darth Vader, so that was the end game. We have no idea. We don't know if it's going to be Sith, if it's going to be just remnants of the Empire, if it's going to be something completely different. And it's, you know, it could be anyone, and I hope it's... I agree with James. I hope it's one person throughout, because one of the things I loved about the prequels was that Palpatine was Palpatine. I would like to see a villain of that caliber again for all three movies.
What if it's Palpatine?
Do we have to do Dark Empire? No.
Well, this kind of goes back to the thematic elements of approaching this universe with so much background history. It's very difficult not to think of even just the prequels, not to say all the expanded universe, and when you're thinking about the villains. And it'd be tough to portray a villain without being derivative. I think actually the villain is probably, and I'd be interested to see what you have to say, Brian. I think the villain's going to be the most challenging part, because we all know these returning characters and these new archetypal heroes that we see. I think we can all get behind, but it's going to be the villain that really, is the rise or fall of the movie.
A hero is only as great as his villain. And I'm hoping we actually get something more subtle. I would love something more like, to Luke's Indy, a Belloc sort of character, someone that shadowy reflection of Luke, whether that's an Inquisitor or some Imperial or whatever, or maybe not Luke, maybe one of these new characters. I'm guessing it's going to be focused more on the new characters, and maybe it's someone who's just like them, but with that small different change where they could be going down that path also.
Two quick questions. Question number one, I know that Pinewood Studios is doing the filming in London for episode 7. Is there any chance or talk that Pinewood Atlanta is going to take any of the filming responsibility for 8 and 9? That's number one. And number two, can you all please promise me that I'm not going to see a 91-year-old Jar Jar Binks running around like crazy in 7, 8, 9? Can you please promise me that?
Nisa, the new villain. Nisa need Medicaid.
Did we just do a 91-year-old Jar Jar impression?
Yes, we did.
It can only go up from here, folks. So I don't think they're going to be shooting in the U.S. at all, unless it's for a specific location, on location. I think they made a deal with Pinewood to basically live there for the next decade.
Would that just be for 8 and 9, though? Is there any possibility they could do the spinoff films and do some stuff here at Pinewood, Atlanta?
They'd be shooting at the same time.
Who knows?
Let's say yes.
My guess is they're
not. It's a possibility.
My guess is they're not going to advertise it, even if they are.
Well, it's interesting because I actually live a few miles from the studio down near Peachtree City. And it's interesting because, like, the local newspaper is coming out with the casting process for Ant-Man. So Marvel's presence there could indicate it. So who knows? Maybe we'll have Star Wars in Atlanta. That'd be pretty cool.
The first standalone's actually Ant-Man.
Kirk Douglas is playing Dash Rendar.
What?
I would be surprised. I would doubt it. If you're going to see Jar Jar, it's going to be not on the movies. Unless he's one of the standalones, too. Who knows?
Hey, let's put that buddy cop team up with Mace Windu on screen.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was so good.
Yes.
That episode was good.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you just hold it? Okay. Hello.
Whatever your question is, Amy's taking it because she hasn't talked enough.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Brian.
Well, it is of my belief that it's not just the movie's content itself or the characters that is really important about Star Wars, but the music itself with John Williams. And I know that he doesn't really have that much long to live because he's like in his 80s, but hopefully he's still...
Oh, man, way to bring it down.
I know, but we got to be realistic here.
You're like dressed to attend his wake, aren't you?
I suppose. But let's see. I'm very excited that he is doing this 7th one, but I wondered if he's not going to do maybe the 8th or the 9th. Do you think that somebody like maybe Joel McNeely, who did the Shadows of the Empire book soundtrack, or
Kevin Kiner, maybe?
Yeah.
Kevin Kiner.
There's actually Rebels. One bit of fan speculation that I actually do like, and that it's if it's not John Williams who could do the scoring, Michael Giacchino could.
I think the other thing that's important is he is signed for all three movies. He is. He's signed for all three movies, and then PR sort of backpedaled that, and they said, hey, he's getting up there. Why don't we just guarantee he's doing 7?
Although from a music composition standpoint, he should be getting sort of the major themes to episode 8 not too far down the line. It's going to let him get started on some stuff there, and he's going to set the tone for the new trilogy in motion with episode 7. If force forbid he does pass before those films come out, there will be a set of work for another composer to come in and work off of.
And
just like that.
Well, and I mean, thematically, if you're talking about the way Star Wars is in such a transitionary period, we have a new director, we have new producers. It is that kind of time of transition, and I think that we can kind of look to Clone Wars to prove that Star Wars as a concept, as an idea, transcends its creators. As much as we love John Williams or George Lucas, the idea, the mythology of Star Wars transcends its creators. So I think that we can all have faith that there will be a new crop of folks who will be doing a great job in any of the production standpoint.
Like,
that is what I was hoping. I was hoping that, like I mentioned Joel McNeely from Shadows of the Empire when they did that book soundtrack. And they also did stuff
listen to
for,
the soundtrack. Don't read the book again.
Yeah.
I know. But then there's also the KOTOR soundtracks, the Tor soundtrack, the Force Unleashed, whether you like that or not, they had some good music.
You put aside, I mean, Star Wars, and there are a ton of TV composers out there and music composers that could, I think, are more than capable of rising. I mean, nobody is going to be John Williams, but there are so many that are capable of bringing their own flavor and style.
They could definitely do that. I don't know if they would go with someone for the main episodic films who isn't a big film scoring name. So.
Well, I think the exception to that might be Kevin Kiner. And
yeah,
listen to the work he's doing on Rebels, and he's actually scored more Star Wars than John Williams.
Yeah, if they go with someone who isn't one of the guys you normally hear nominated at the Oscars for film scoring, Kevin Kiner probably is that.
Okay, young man, what is your question?
Are you gonna see any of the ghosts that was in our past, like Darth Vader or Yoda, like those?
I could see the hologram images showing up somewhere. I don't know how much they would play off of flashbacks, but I could easily see. Here we're going through a galley of famous figures of the Clone Wars, and there's Mace Windu, there's Yoda, and just holographic images of them.
I want more than anything a conversation between Luke and Anakin's Force Ghost, and I want them to bring Hayden Christensen back for it.
No!
I don't care what you guys say. I want that, and if I get it, I'm going to be way happier than you guys.
I would rather have Anakin and Anakin's Force Ghost and Leia have a conversation.
I would rather have Anakin's Force Ghost be the Anakin from Clone Wars than Hayden Christensen.
I think
Matt Lanter for episode 7, everyone.
Yeah. I think historically we don't have flashbacks as an editing style within Star Wars a whole lot. There were the dream sequences in episode 2 and 3 that we saw, but there's never really been any flashbacks, so I don't think we'll have any heavy use of that, just because they would probably stick to the same kind of style with the sequel trilogy, but Force Ghosts and holograms are going to be the way to go on that too, so we may see, you know, like I said, a lot of people show up.
Yeah, and I have kind of an almost innate guilt to bring up rumors, but one of the ones that I did find interesting, and I have no idea how well grounded it would be, but the concept of an Imperial force invading Endor shortly after the Battle of Endor to recover Vader's armor, to have that as an imagery, because what, as far as the storytelling, it seems really outlandish. What doesn't seem outlandish to me is some of the imagery in some way showing up. So if I were to guess, if I were a betting man and had to place the bets on up or down, are we going to see the visage of Darth Vader at some point? Or are we going to see Mandalorian armor at some point? Some of these iconic Star Wars images. We'll see them in some form or fashion. It's just kind of a matter of, I think, how they'll translate.
And I really think, I think we're going to start off right in the middle of some action we have no idea what the hell's going on about. Like, we're going to be dropped in the middle of something we have no idea about, and it'll be a while. before we figure out how it fits with everything that happened before.
Well,
and
kind of like
this is Star Wars, so I sure hope that it does something along the lines of start with the Star Destroyer.
Yep.
Yeah, well, kind of like the Revenge of the Sith opening.
Yeah. Or maybe it'll start with a Rebel or a Republic ship this time, since they're kind of the big bads of the galaxy.
Theoretically.
Yeah, maybe.
Rogue Leader, your question, sir.
I was having a question about the side movies, what you guys thought about it. For me, I'm an Old Republic guy, so I would love to see a side movie in the Old Republic era, but I know they're probably going to cash in on big cash characters, like maybe a Boba movie or a Han movie or something. I just wanted to see what you guys thought, maybe what you would want to see.
I would like a Rogue Leader movie.
Rogue Squadron, yes.
I don't want to see that as a movie. I want to see that as a Netflix series.
An ongoing X-Wing TV series. I would give everything for that.
So let's start down at the end of the line. Well, Nancy already gave her answer. Brian, why don't you, what do you want? We'll just go down the line.
I want something other than origin stories for established characters. I want to go to other parts of the universe because it's a really big sandbox, and I'd like to see these standalone films explore places we haven't been yet and people we haven't seen yet.
I will go with my don't want first because I'm a negative person like that. I do not want to see a Boba Fett standalone. I just, no.
Amy, I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't want it.
When she doesn't get it, she'll be happier than
all of you. And my dream spinoff Star Wars thing is that one day they have made enough spinoff films that they will do a Disney nature style movie with like tauntauns and wampas and bandages.
Yes.
Bethany?
Oh, goodness. Well, you kind of got me here because I would love to see a Boba Fett standalone, honestly. Yeah. I like Boba Fett as a character.
Okay, that's fine just as long as he stays in the Sarlacc.
It's Wonderland down there. You guys have no idea.
There was a read something about having a Boba Fett film, but kind of have it be like a Western style where someone comes and takes the armor and
I think that was pretty well dismissed.
No, I'm just saying I like that idea.
Okay. If we do a space Western, I want Kenobi the Western.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. Riley?
Day 256 in the Sarlacc pit.
It's a long movie. I'd love to see, it's not really, it's more of a theme. I'd love to see kind of thematic spinoff film. So rather than just on a specific character, I like the idea of experimenting with different styles. So that's been done in the Expanded Universe before. And on Clone Wars. And I love the idea how Star Wars can actually kind of experiment into other realms, like whether it be horror or Western or something like that. So I'd love to see that be the spinoff films. Any characters.
The movie I want to see more than like anyone, I want it to happen right in the middle of Episode 3 when Order 66 gets called. There's a Jedi and his Padawan, and they're escaping from Order 66, and I want it to take them through the dark times on the run until their end. I think that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Actually, I think some sort of Kurosawa-style film like that where they have the Jedi and they've got to collect a few more together to protect some kind of outpost. Yeah, some sort of Seven Samurai with seven Jedi would be really awesome. But then echoing the Kenobi comment, having some sort of old Ewan McGregor coming back would be amazing, because I think we can agree he's one of the best parts of all the prequels, whether you liked him or hated him. And having him come back and just be an old man in the desert fighting Tusken Raiders and Krayt Dragons and... Not Tunt, they're on a different planet. But definitely Boba Fett. When Disney bought Star Wars, the highest percentage on the pie chart was action figures, and everyone knows the most popular and profitable action figure in all of Star Wars, and that is Boba Fett. So
I wonder how anticlimactically they could kill him this time.
Well, they were able to... because we mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy earlier, okay, and that's an entire film of, like, assassins and... You know, bounty hunters, Rocket Raccoon's a bounty hunter with Groot. I mean, so they were able to take this film where there's not necessarily good guy characters, but they're the protagonists of the film. They did a great job with it, so I think they can pull it off.
Well, no, Boba Fett can be in Episode 7 as long as he's decapitated by a lightsaber 20 seconds in.
Okay, next question.
I actually have more than one question.
Let's take the third part last.
Do you think that the new empire, I guess it would be, would it be like a new branch, or would it be the same branch under like new management? Because both Palpatine and Darth Vader are dead, and there was no other real person who looked like they could move in and take control.
Yeah. I say new empire, new management. Enlist now.
I think a similar branch, but with somebody else who's trying to kind of step in and pick up where Palpatine left off, and but also trying to make their like own mark on it at the same time. But I think it'd still be the same group, just reorganized a little differently.
Julian Glover is still around. My vote's for General Veers.
I think it could look like what Amy said, where it's basically the leadership has been removed from the picture and somebody else could step in. But I also think it's as equally likely that the Empire could be in different factions, similar to like the Northern Alliance in Afghanistan when they fought the Soviets. Once the Soviets were out, then they became the Mujahideen and all fought each other. So I think the Empire could splinter into groups that fought each other as well as the New Republic.
Or you have some sort of situation like they're pulling from Legends, so maybe they're pulling from Legends, so some sort of like Truce of Baccarat thing where they have a branch of the Empire fighting alongside Han and the other members of the New Republic. So something like that would be really, because you have to give them something the same but different. So just having them fighting the Empire again, we're like, all right, we saw that movie,
yeah.
But have them fight alongside them against somebody else, that might be kind of cool.
Well, and with something as big as the Empire was, you can't have everybody who agrees with everything the Emperor and Vader did. Mm-hmm. So that leaves them an opportunity to splinter off from
the
rest.
You need to look to the Clone Wars for clues also, though. I think what Darth Maul was doing in assembling the pirates and Death Watch and the Mandos and everybody, bringing them all together and creating his own army with them, I think that could be a clue to who's going to be around, because that's still in motion, and the Clone Wars is the only thing outside of the other six movies that they're taking, you know, as fact. Next question.
A question has to do with something that I recently began to notice with discussions of both Episode 7 and Star Wars Rebels, where they talked about how a big element of Star Wars is tying the past to the present. We heard this in the original trilogy in the first movie when Luke talked about how Obi-Wan fought in the Clone Wars and things like that. So my question is, do you think that Star Wars Rebels will actually either talk about in detail or perhaps explain the story of some of the older characters that we might see in Episode 7, but instead of, you know, obviously it's in the past, so they're young and would go about their stories, or are we instead going to see maybe something like that being told within Episode 7 itself in a form of, like, I've heard talks about young Princess Leia or young Han or maybe even more Vader. Do you think we're going to see a lot of that past elements being told in 7?
Has anyone other than Amy and I seen Rebels? Any of you guys?
Just you two jerks.
Just us two. So I think and Amy can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Rebels really is designed to stitch both of those worlds together. It's steeped in what's happened during the Clone Wars and Order 66 and what happened to the Jedi. And it's also, it has that energy and that feel and that tone of A New Hope. And I think that everything they're doing is trying to stitch those two together, because let's be honest, like, prequel fans, there's as many prequel fans as there are classic trilogy fans, and trying to tie those audiences together and bring them to a new trilogy where you're going to have people who like this trilogy better than all of the other movies combined. And I think Rebels is going to be that bridge, and I think they absolutely are going to revisit all the things that the majority of people, I think, loved about that older era. I don't know. Amy?
But in Episode 7 itself, I think it's going to be more throwaway lines and nods, like you mentioned. I don't think it'll info dump all the links back to the previous eras.
You don't want to chime in, Amy?
No, because I agree with everything you said.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm like...
That's okay.
I think maybe the opening crawl for episode 7 should just be the recanonization. They'd be like, all right, here's what we've got now. And they just, like, name characters and events. Like, this stuff's real now.
Episode 7, The Crawl. There's the title. It's going to be 2 hours of crawl.
Okay, next question.
Okay, so... I want to see a movie with Revan and Malik. What's your opinion?
Most likely not going to happen.
Thanks. I'm sorry.
And it pains me to say that because the Knights of the Old Republic video games fall under the same Legends banner that the books do now. So I love those games and those characters to pieces, but because that's the banner it's under now, it most likely will not be brought over like that.
I would say I think one of the best things, one of the reasons I think a lot of people of a certain generation really didn't click with the prequels is because they spent a lot of time figuring out in their heads what they thought the prequels should be versus what they are. And if you invest too much into your version of how things should go or what you want or which characters you want to see, you're probably going to have a bad time watching the movie regardless of what it is. And even if they pick those characters, they're going to change things or mold things around or make them different so that there might be something that you might have a chip on your shoulder about it. And I think the best way to approach any new Star Wars movie or any new entry into Star Wars is to hope for the best but not be upset when it's not what you had in your head. Anybody else? Okay, we have time for our last question, unless it's quick.
With the upcoming episode, I'm wondering what your thoughts are, if you've heard rumor about it being called, like Star Wars, The Resurrection, and where Luke is actually the head of the Jedi Council now, and being like his father, a touch of evil, where he didn't fall far from the tree, that a hidden secret is that he's actually reprinting on a 3D printer Anakin Skywalker to bring him back into life to lay the episodes with other three actors.
I think Nancy's got another.
I don't want to see Luke have any brush with the dark side at all.
Nope.
Because we saw that in Return of the Jedi.
See, and I guess I'm going back to my last answer. Like, the thing I want to see is new Star Wars. I'm almost willing to swallow just about anything they'll throw me, whether they're 3D printing a new Anakin Skywalker or whether they're, like, I want to see. The thing is like, hearing me on a panel say they're cloning Anakin Skywalker is not that interesting, but how it unfolds in the movie could be brilliant. We don't know until we see it.
That's true, and I think it's important to approach the movies with that kind of a mindset, because I think we will see, you know, callbacks to the past. We will see elements of the prequels and the original trilogy. We might see some influence from the Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels. But Star Wars, the movies of Star Wars have always also called on the present, on what's going on in our world as an influence to their films. So we might see influences from our current political sphere in the new movies. But I think just going into it with an open mind, because new doesn't have to mean bad. I mean, we're getting
unlearn
new Star Wars
what you
films.
Have learned.
And as far as the whole Luke going to the dark side thing, I mean, this was the guy that faced down Palpatine and tried to redeem the sucker. He's not Anakin. He's different, and it would be really weird to see him throw that moment away in his greatest crisis over something else.
So, last question, very quickly.
When do you think the new trailer will be coming out?
Soon, I hope. My thought, maybe a teaser at least at Celebration Anaheim.
I think Ant-Man might be another, or Ant-Man or Avengers.
Yeah,
might
one of
be another
Marvel
opportunity,
films.
Or both, probably.
When are they coming out?
Avengers is in May, and Ant-Man's in July.
Probably Avengers.
If you didn't have a reason to camp out for the Avengers before.
I know we got the first teaser for, I think, of the prequel films came out in, like, November-ish.
Yeah, it was the November the year before, and that was on, they tied it to, like, Meet Joe Black and the Waterboy. Okay, so we've answered questions. I think the thing to remember about Episode 7 is that until they confirm it officially, we really don't know all that much, and it's just exciting. I love talking about the possibilities, whether those possibilities are going to turn out or not. I really would like to thank everyone on the panel for giving us their best information and their best guesses. And next year we'll know a whole lot more.
We hope.
Is there anything anybody wants to plug really quickly, if you guys want to give like the website for your podcasts across the, or whatever?
Yeah, Tashi-Station.net. That's our blog. You can find our podcast there. We have uploaded panel audio from yesterday's panel to the site. You can get that there, and we're going to be uploading more panel audio tonight. So if you missed anything, head over to our blog. You can find it.
Hi, you can find me on Twitter at Amy_Geek, and pick up the next issue of Insider because it has some cool Rebels interviews.
We're at thestarwarsreport.com. We do podcasts and website blog stuff over there, but come up and say hi if you're interested in talking.
Yes, also Star Wars Report. Come up and say hi. We love you guys, and we are Star Wars fans just like you, so we love hanging out.
Check out the Full of Sith podcast. That's fullofsith.com. And follow me on Twitter at swankmotron.
BobaFettFanClub.com or BobaFett.com leads you to the same place. I'm also a recurring guest on the Fools That Follow podcast, so check that out. Thank you.
Thank you to our panelists. If you haven't been, come by the track room. We're directly behind the blood drive across the atrium, A706. Thank you all for coming.